American seated jests of George Peel, gentleman, sometimes a student in Oxford. Wherein is showed the course of his life, how he lived, a man very well known in the City of London, and elsewhere. How George served a gentlewoman. George used often to an ordinary in this town, where a kinswoman of the goodwife's in the house held a great pride and a vain opinion of her own mother wit, for her tongue was as a jack, continually wagging. And for she had heard that George was a scholar, the thought she would find a time to give him notice that she had as much in her head as ever was in her grandfather's. Yet in some things she differed from the women in those days, for their natural complexion was their beauty. Now this titmouse, what she is stunted by nature, she doth replenish by art, as her boxes of red and white daily can testify. But to come to George, who arrived at the ordinary among other gallants, throws his cloak upon the table, salutes the gentleman, and presently calls for a cup of canary. George had a pair of hose on, that, for some offence, durst not be seen in that hue they were first dyed in, but from his first colour, being a youthful green, his long age turned him into a mournful black, and for his antiquity was in print. Which this busybody perceiving, thought now to give it him to the quick, and drawing near Master Peel, looking upon his breeches, "By my troth, sir," quoth she, "these are exceedingly well printed." At which word George, being a little moved in his mind that his old hose were called in question, answered,
"And by my faith, mistress," quoth George, "your face is most damnably ill-painted."
"How mean you, sir?" quoth she.
"Marry thus, mistress," quoth George, "that if it were not for printing and painting, my arse and your face would grow out of reparations."
At which she, biting her lip in apparent fury, went down the stairs. The gentleman laughed at the sudden answer of George, and being seated to dinner, the gentleman would needs have the company of this witty gentlewoman to dine with them, who, with little denying, came, in hope to cry quittance with George. When she was ascended, the gentleman would needs place her by Master Peel. Because they did use to dart at one another, they thought it meet, for their more safety, they should be placed nearest together. George kindly entertains her, and being seated, he desires her to reach him the capon that stood by her, and he would be so bold as to carve for his money. And as she put out her arm to take the capon, George, sitting by her, yerks me out a huge fart, which made all the company in amaze, one looking upon the other, yet they knew it came that way.
"Peace," quoth George, and jogs her on the elbow. "I will say it was I."
At which all the company fell into a huge laughter, she into a fretting fury, vowing never she should sleep quietly till she was revenged of George his wrong done unto her. And so, in a great chase, left their company. Merry Conceited Jests of George Peel was narrated by Sarah Blake, with music by Tom Cowell. It was produced by Sounds Curious for Beyond Shakespeare.